Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. And this week, I'm going to talk about having a really bad day. How do you know you're having a really bad day? Have you ever read the children's book Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? Well, that's my benchmark. Within the span of the last couple of weeks, I was almost crushed by a truck on 101, our bathtub upstairs cracked and flooded our kitchen ceiling, and then we had to go buy a used car and only had 2 days to do it in. Then things got bad. I tried to co-sign a loan for my daughter so she could rent an apartment in Portland. The rental agency wanted to pull my credit report, and they'd only do so through Experian, one of the three mega credit bureaus. Now the rub to the story is, my identity was stolen 2 years ago, and what I learned from that experience could fill 85 of these community comments. But at the end of that high drama, I froze my credit files. Now what I didn't know is that sometime over the last 2 years, Experian decided to delete my home address of 21 years off my credit file. Now mind you, they can't tell me why this happened, and to make matters worse, they put a fraud block on my account. Thus, the rental agency couldn't pull a credit report, and I couldn't co-sign my daughter's loan. Getting through to human beings at Experian is like trying to get through a porta-potty line at a Motley Crue concert. It's not for the faint of heart, and it stinks a lot. And if you do get to talk to a person, I'm not sure it's a real person. I mean, these folks are creepy, and they talk to you like they just popped a couple of Quaaludes, a Xanax, and drank a 12-pack. These Experian people must be taking some new Experian drug, or I'm talking to an artificial intelligence generator. To make things more frustrating, they keep asking me to upload documents. Documents they should have told me about the first time I called. I feel like I'm stuck at a roulette wheel, and it just keeps spinning. You mean, Mr. Coelho, we didn't tell you the first time you called to upload a letter signed by your strange second cousin in Puyallup, Mississippi, and attach your complete genetic DNA code? No, you didn't. After sending the required documents multiple times to prove I lived at my home address, I was told since my letter did not specifically use these words, "This address is not fraud," they couldn't process my request. I was flabbergasted. You're telling me that my letter stating this has been my home address for 21 years and a driver's license and a pay stub is not enough? That I must utter the magical words, "This address is not fraud," and somehow this will open the gates of Experian heaven? Good Lord, what a bunch of clowns. I'm still trying to get this resolved and it's been 3 weeks. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I hope to God you never have to resolve an issue with Experian. My advice if you do, track down some of that new Experian drug they're giving their employees and enter a Zen Buddhist state of mind before you get to that terrible, horrible, no good, really bad day.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.